Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn.
Tony, you wrote today's sketch. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about what to expect?
Here's what you can expect. You're on the street, a reporter approaches you, and you lie to him.
Yeah.
It's what we do. This is America. And so, there are creatures called denizens. Look that up, denizens. And everyone is engaged in strange, disturbing activities that will want you to document. How can they best document these, Kevin?
Oh, well, they should be taking notes, you know, carefully on the sketch. That's a given. But also, if they spot the secret, hidden, implicit question and write in with it and we approve of it or at least look at it, you might win a valuable prize.
Welcome to a new feature here on Men in Charge, Street Scenes. We head out into the streets of Lower Heights looking for folks willing to be called denizens. And we ask them what they think they're doing out in the middle of the street. You, sir, local denizen, what are you doing with those traffic cones?
If you're not a cop, I'll tell you. It's called the traffic cone shell game.
You there, put them traffic cones back. They're supposed to warn motorists about... Oh, never mind. Too late now, I guess.
You see, I spot me a couple of marks, and then I bring them over here and con them good. Watch this. Hey, you two! How about trying your luck at the traffic cone shell game?
Ooh, the traffic cone shell game? Come on, Fiona. Let's play. This looks like fun.
I don't know, Darlene. He looks like a denizen.
Come on! Maybe you'll win big. First, you got a dollar?
Give him one of your dollars, Fiona.
Why one of mine?
Because I'm the pushy one. Now go ahead.
Oh, all right. Here.
Okay, so watch carefully. I slide it under the middle traffic cone, and then I switch them around like this. And if you correctly guess which traffic cone it's under, you can have your dollar back.
It's not under any of the traffic cones anymore. You're just shoving it around in a mud puddle.
Ha! Good eye, Fiona. Well done.
Oh, you're too quick for me, lady. I'm clearly new at this. I guess you can have your dollar back.
But it's all muddy and wet. I don't even want it anymore.
Oh, that's okay. I'll keep it. Feel like another round?
Come on, Fiona. Give him another chance. He looks so sad.
Oh, all right. Here's another one. But keep it out of the mud this time.
You bet. Now, remember, keep your eye on the cones and guess which one your dollar's under.
But the traffic cone slipped off my dollar again. It's not under any of the traffic cones.
Ah, tough luck, lady. The rules are clear. Your dollar has to be under a cone for you to be able to get it back.
Then how can anyone win? What does winning even look like?
Beats me. As I said, I'm new to this game.
And that's all the time we have now for Street Scenes. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Darlene say...
Next time, Fiona. Don't be so naive.
Tony, I gotta tell you, this resonated with me, this sketch today, because somebody came up to me recently on the street and said, what did you think about the death of David Lynch? And fortunately, I had cream corn in my hands that I was able to just present to them as an answer. And so that took care of that. But did anybody write in with the real implicit question?
Well, someone tried. Ben Heffer of Mystic, Connecticut asked, can I wear my pajamas in the street? What do you think?
Well, people do already do that, and so he should feel licensed to, but that's not the correct question.
No. In fact, and if you are seen wearing that, well, future episodes of Street Scenes will help you deal with it.
That's right. But, they'll be asking, who do you think you are that you can wear your pajamas in the street?
But there are people who can and do wear their pajamas in the street. Steve Lloyd, Scott Herrick, Kevin Decker, Ann Porter, and Jody Stewart Strobelt. We'd also like to thank the only man for whom outmoded ideas are now moded again, Brian Lindsay.